Today's message, it's 102.7 Mike in the afternoon, along with Jill. It's time now for a look at the water cooler conversations. We find some of the dumbest criminals.
In Florida.
And this time it is in Florida.
Oh, what a surprise.
But it is somebody that should have a Darwin Award here.
Oh, gosh, I can't wait.
Yeah, it's in Horn Lake, Mississippi. And so this guy decided to steal a mini fridge from Home Depot.
Oh, you can sneak one of those out fairly easily under your shirt.
The thing, you're trying to carry this thing out, but you know, some people, they have this knack of acting like they're doing what they're supposed to do. I guess, you know, you just act like you're just walk out with it, whatever.
I already paid for this.
Yeah, right.
So, that's true.
Probably had people helping him open the door and everything. However, here's what he never bothered to consider beforehand: if it would fit in his car.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've done that before. I mean, not stolen it, though.
Oh, right. Right. Yeah, let me correct this.
Please hold.
I didn't steal it either. Yeah. Well, he was seen with the mini fridge hanging halfway out of the open car door. Because he's like, no, I'm doing it, man. I'm committed.
I'm this far. Yeah, you can't take it back in.
Yeah.
Can't wait for your buddy to get there with the truck.
Right. And so a driver nearly collided with the fast-driving suspect.
Even more obvious.
Right. And he catches all the action on camera.
Oh, that's great.
What is this nut job doing driving toward me with a mini fridge? Because you're looking, you're trying to figure out what it is. Like, his car door's kind of, that is a mini fridge.
Hanging out of his car.
Dude, is he drinking from it?
Put those in the trunk and let the trunk bounce around?
Yeah, apparently that wasn't.
This guy was not intelligent at all.
See, that would be like me in a Mustang because my trunk is so small. I mean, I could get away with it because I could put the top down and just have it hanging out there. Because actually, I've kind of done something like that before. But I guess this guy thought like that too. He had a roof on his and was just letting it hang out the door.
What a moron.
Yeah. And so Horn Lake police got a call about someone stealing a fridge from the Home Depot on Interstate Road. So witness Ken Salmon says, probably the dumbest theft I can think of. Who steals a fridge and says, oh, it won't fit in my car? Yeah.
We'll make it fit.
Yeah. And so the accused refrigerator thief didn't make it far.
Well, I mean, there's so many other things I keep thinking, not that I want to help them steal
it. Right.
However, I'm like, you're not driving fast, maybe putting it in the trunk. Like, there's all these different scenarios.
Sure. Or just, I don't know, walk it 2 blocks and set it down behind a building and go pick it up later. You know, I don't know.
We have all kinds of ideas.
We do.
To steal things.
Right, right. And, you know, and we're dumb ourselves. So, I mean, it's not like
if we can do it, anyone
right,
can.
Right. So it's not like we're giving you the top of the line ideas
exactly.
Here. Right. So, so he eventually decided, for whatever reason, to drop it off in a Wendy's parking lot.
Oh.
Just a few feet from where the whole thing started.
At least they needed it.
Yeah. And so police still haven't caught up with the thief yet.
Oh.
But yet they've got his car tag number.
I was just going to say, how hard is it?
Yeah.
They must be taking some time off for the holiday.
And they're investigating. it's like, we're looking into it.
We'll get back to that.
Home Depot. They're a big company. They absorb this loss all the time.
They'll be fine.
Yeah, that's all right. So, all right, there you go. Let's look at the water cooler conversation. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's message, it's 102.7.